Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Midwest Married, episode 24.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're getting close. We're creeping up to the six-month mark. That's progress. We've made it.
I thought we officially hit the six-month mark.
We did not. I lied.
Oh.
But here we are.
We're close anyway.
I'm Matt.
I'm Amy.
And this is our good friend, Joe.
Back again.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. That's a song.
It is.
All right. I'm excited because I'm getting a mystery topic.
Yes,
We have not enlightened Joe on what he is speaking on today. So completely in the blind.
Yes. Very much a mystery topic. But you are a wonderful, loyal listener, and there was a while back where you sent us a little topic that we're like, oh, that's an interesting topic. And then we had some listeners write in and send us just, did you get them?
Did you get them?
Oh, I hope so.
Because that was a real annoying fruit fly.
Anyways.
So, and then we had a listener write in and ask us to bring this topic to light. And so here we are doing it. We thought that those two things were a sign. It's also October. And so it's not really a spooky topic, but spooky season here. We're embracing it a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to give it our best go because the three of us actually have zero personal experience with this topic. Thank God.
That we know of.
Well, I mean, you and I don't. Nobody knows what happened in Joe's life before we were friends. So, yeah. So should we just dive in?
Dive in.
Okay. The title is, Am I the Asshole for Considering Divorce After Discovering My Spouse Watching Videos of Her Late Partner?
Ooh.
I, 40 male, have been married to my wife, 36 female, for 2 years. She had previously been married to her high school sweetheart who tragically passed away in a car accident about 5 years ago. Last week, I walked into our bedroom and saw my wife watching something on her phone. As soon as she noticed me, she turned it off right away, looking very flustered. I could tell something was off, but I didn't want to pry, so I ignored it. Later that night, I just couldn't shake my curiosity and ended up going through her phone. I found a video of her and her late partner being very intimate together. I knew how deeply she loved him and I respected their history, but seeing her with those past videos just hit me very hard. When I confronted her, I expressed my discomfort and hurt, and she insisted that revisiting those moments was crucial for her grieving process. What shocked me more was her defensive reaction. She claimed I shouldn't have known about the videos in the first place and said it was my fault for invading her privacy by looking through her phone. It felt like she was redirecting her grief onto me, making me feel guilty for having emotions about that situation. I understand she needs to honor her late partner, but it's difficult to see it as just a memory when it feels like I'm competing with a love or intimacy that defined her life. Ultimately, I lost it and told her if she didn't delete the intimate videos that we would be getting divorced and stormed out of the house after our talk. I have tried to talk to her again after coming home a day later, and she just said that I was being immature and should never have left. I just needed time to digest my feelings. Am I an asshole for how I reacted and feeling this way and for considering divorce? Is this cheating? Should I have been more understanding, or is my anger valid?
I'm calling it's valid.
Yeah.
That's rough. I mean, if she's still grieving and she's still, I mean, if that presence is still there, why is she remarried? Like, mm-hmm. that would be, I guess, the first question that I would have. Mm-hmm. Like, what, I mean, you're not over that person. So, I don't think that he's wrong at all. The phone thing.
Is it cheating that he asked that question? Is it cheating for her to watch videos of herself with her late husband?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's definitely like in that, you know, that emotional cheating type of arena. I mean, what if he hadn't passed away and she was just watching videos of her and her ex?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an automatic.
Right. Yes.
You know,
that's an automatic. If he was still alive and it was an ex, yes, that would be like hands down cheating, right?
Or if they were divorced and she was, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any way around that one.
Okay.
Are you guys going to do it again where you know who this is? And no. It's like somebody that I know.
It is known. And, okay. It wasn't us.
Okay. Well, clearly. No, I know that, but I'm okay. Before I call like another friend of ours an asshole or something, I just want to make sure. No, I think that it's him going through the phone was another topic, mm-hmm. I guess. But as we're looking at the umbrella of the entire thing, I think that she's
in the wrong there.
She's in the wrong there.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'll say. If it wasn't her ex-husband, like if she had been watching porn, like that in itself, we've had that conversation before, right? Is watching porn cheating? Some people are on the yes side, some are no, some are on the fence. You know, I think that depends where it falls. I think the biggest, you know, kink here, no pun intended.
Oh,
is that
nice?
Didn't even pick up on that one.
She's watching her and her ex-husband in an intimate interaction that they had, making home videos, I guess, is a thing, right? And you have that video on your phone, or you come across it. Did she search it out? Did she run upon it? Was she doing other things with that video at the time?
Well,
I'm not sure. But I'd like more details. But ultimately, yeah, that would suck for the husband, because it's a total like, well, I understood you had this relationship. I understand he died tragically. That mm-hmm. in itself is also another like huge hurdle to get over. Like, maybe that partner was the love of your life, but here I am, and now I'm supposed to be the love of your life, but you're watching yourself have sex with somebody, or, you know, whatever they were doing in that video. Yeah. So he's definitely not the asshole. He's definitely, you know, is it divorce worthy? I'm not sure.
But how healthy can your relationship actually be if, I mean, not even like the sex video, like just the fact that, you know, that she's, you know, just randomly throughout the day, like she's watching, you know, rewatching her wedding video, and she's, you know, like scrolling.
Even if it wasn't intimate.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I mean, it's, you know, you have like this other relationship that is hanging over you, over your current relationship. So I am.
So you took it to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it was, let's take the intimacy out of it for a minute. So we're both on the same page. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't do that. Now, she was watching like a home video of her wedding day, for instance. You know, it was, she had come across it. She was thinking about it. She's like, oh, I'm going to watch that. Like, because he, again, her ex, or not her ex, her late mm-hmm. husband was, we'll call it, stolen away from her to a degree. What level are you allowed to grieve, or how long is that grieving process? Because some might say forever.
Yeah. I mean, but she was doing well enough to get remarried. And then, I mean, again, we, you know, without full details, I mean, was, you know, was this kind of thing brought up, you know, during the dating process where she's like, you know, my husband died. I'll always love him. And, you know, but
yeah, a hard situation that I don't know. And then I came across this and I started to think like, there's some videos out there in the world or
of you
somewhere.
It doesn't exist.
That's classified information for me.
Very classified.
Very classified.
Even the Pentagon cannot find it. Actually, yeah. It probably could. But.
So I had to think about it. I couldn't. I have a hard time putting myself in a position where I ever would marry somebody else. Like, I couldn't get there and then do that to somebody else.
So I did some reading because I knew this topic was coming and I knew that we all really had no experience with this topic. And so for those of you who unfortunately have gone through it, please correct us and everybody else on the internet, please let us know if we've got this completely wrong, because that's possible. But according to my research, that might be my next favorite line, because I remind myself of the magic school bus every single time I bring up like something that I read. Grief, of course, you've heard about the stages of grief, right? But another thing that I was reading about, especially with the grief of a spouse, is that grief is not linear. What I was reading was, healing doesn't mean forgetting your spouse or avoiding painful memories, but learning to live alongside them. Studies show that people who embrace their grief rather than avoid it are more likely to experience post-traumatic growth versus grief. So kind of what that meant to me was like, okay, you're probably going to have those ups and downs with grief where you're really struggling and then maybe doing okay. And then maybe something triggers it and maybe you're not doing okay anymore. Right. And so maybe part of that is revisiting some of those memories, not the intimate. Something else,
the sexy time video on the phone is a different level.
That might be something else
of coping.
Yes. But the majority of people who do lose a spouse, 65% do get remarried. And the statistics show the younger you are, the more people get remarried versus the older you are when you become a widow or widower.
Sure.
So, but then also then it made me think about, okay, if you are someone who's dating someone who is a widow or widower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I think a really key piece of that has to be talking about your boundaries or talking about how you're going to like move forward together with this memory kind of alongside you instead of just repressing it. And all the reading that I was seeing, like the worst thing that you can do is just ignore it. Ignore it, pretend it never happened. Like, okay, that was a life. You know, now we're moving on and pretending that it's just us without any of that history.
Mm-hmm.
So they found that people who repressed that grief often had worse outcomes than those who kind of embraced it and embrace is probably the wrong word, right? Because, I mean, that's also hard, but people who acknowledge that it's going to be a part of their story, a part of their journey moving forward. Because it just is. So with the whole wedding videos thing, because you brought up that point.
Sure.
I think that especially having open conversations and communicating with your current partner, it might be paramount to that working out and being okay, right? Like figuring out, and if that is something that you need to revisit, talking to them about it and being like, hey, listen, every anniversary, like it's just something that I do. It doesn't mean that it's taking away from our relationship, but right. So again, intimate videos aside, I think that's something that's completely separate and different.
I'd probably delete those if I were to get remarried. I'd probably get rid of those.
Not that there are any.
No.
No, I mean, they don't exist.
So, hypothetical.
Hypothetically.
The hypothetical videos should be deleted.
Okay.
I mean, if they have some clearly laid out boundaries like that, I mean, people will agree to all sorts of boundaries in a, you know, in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess it's one of those things, like if, you know, if you've noticed that your significant other is, you know, watching that daily or, you know,
something
like that. Yeah. I mean, then it's time to maybe look at some other options.
What do you think about him walking out, leaving for the day?
I mean, I think that that would be really jarring. And so, I mean, there's always better ways to probably approach things, right? And be like, hey, I just need to take some space. This feels like a lot right now. I need to sort through my feelings and taking some space, right? Like if we could all just be emotionally mature people.
Right.
I am not always.
Neither
you
am
are
I.
You are not always.
Lies.
Yeah, I think that would be better, but I think it's okay that he takes some space to try to figure things out for himself.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I'll take a little side note here.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a big believer in the, I need to step away for an hour or two kind of thing. And,
yes.
And, you know, it's one of those things. There's no, if the water's boiling, there's no reason to stay in there any longer than you need to. So,
someone put that on a t-shirt. I like that. Actually, my therapist told me that her least favorite saying is never go to bed angry. So do you agree then, okay, that like there's a fight, it's late at night, that you can like take some time away and like cool down and then approach it in the morning and still go to bed angry?
I think that going to bed angry is, I mean, it happens. And sometimes it's freaking, you know, 11:30 at night and you just don't want to deal with it right now.
And you just can't. And you would be so much happier on some sleep. Probably more logical than being sleep deprived.
Maybe that's the problem that people are having in the middle of their fight, is they're both exhausted and they're crabby and whatever. So
they need some time to reset.
Know, if one person has to sleep on the couch for the night and the other, and you get to watch your Netflix shows that you don't like to watch with your significant other, you get your time, let that person retire to the room, get their time.
Have you
in the morning.
Have you ever gone to bed angry then?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we totally have.
I think we did two nights ago. Like it's just, you know, it's just one of those things, like fine. Yes. Like it's just, it is what it is. Yeah. And
it eats at my soul.
Oh, Matt doesn't like,
done fighting. And she like, I'm going to bed and I'm not done. I want to continue.
Well, that's different.
I'm just like, that's, oh. I mean,
well, that's different.
But no good is going to come of it though. That's the point.
Well, I mean, it.
So it's we go to bed and I sit there for hours.
Yeah.
Just like.
Take a Benadryl.
just go to bed.
I mean, so then what you've done in that is, I mean, you've removed yourself, but you know that he's just like marinating in it, you know,
well,
and
no,
he's
not
getting,
necessarily.
And he's getting himself, he just said he is, and he's getting himself extra worked up. So really nothing good is going to come of that. But that's, I mean, there comes a point where you both need to be like, all right, we're done with this for now. And it just needs to be tabled.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, and honestly, like I am the first person to admit that I suck to argue with. I'm terrible. I'm a bad fighter. So honestly, it's probably better for the other person if I just remove myself from the situation. So,
mm-hmm.
I like
and
that.
I, so I, And I think going to bed and revisiting it in the morning, I think that's different than stonewalling, right? Like stonewalling is like, I'm never going to talk about this. Like, we're not going to talk about this. I refuse to talk about this. Like just tabling it for the time being. I think that's healthy.
I have a tendency to stonewall occasionally.
Joe.
It's bad.
Joe.
Right. I know.
Well, we completely got off topic there.
We did. I'm sorry.
But I love it. Okay. That was good.
But yeah, so for him to want to remove himself from that situation, absolutely. Because, I mean, what is he supposed to do? Just like sit there on the couch and wait for her to finish the video or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, if he wants to go and feed some ducks or something, you know, it's a, they're 40. I don't think the people at 40 feed ducks, but
maybe. Sounds relaxing.
No.
Or dangerous if they're geese. Anyway, continue on.
So I'm leaning heavily towards him.
Okay. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole. Not divorce worthy. As long as she follows through, and you got to see the change.
I think she might need to go to some therapy to find some closure to that whole thing.
She's unwilling to delete the intimate videos. There's still a huge attachment there that is just very disrespectful to your current marriage.
Like not divorce worthy upon first finding this out, I suppose. But, you know, it's one of those things where there kind of has to be an action plan in place.
Yeah.
And
how do you move on from that?
Yeah. And I don't know if it's a continued behavior, I think that they have something to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this was screenshotted and this thing was deleted. So we don't know because we did not screenshot comments because Matt saw it. It was like, ooh, this is a good one.
I kind of feel like we're going to be in the majority.
I feel like we are. Yeah. I mean,
people got to like that. That's juicy.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like it.
I don't know. There's people that are going to say, you know, yeah, it's part of the grieving thing, but I kind of, sort of. That's a mixed bag.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty tuned up right now. I'm going to go and take care of myself by watching me and my dead partner.
I know that's...
That's morbid, Matt.
I'm just saying. It's a little odd.
It's more than a little odd.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Never thought about before.
No.
So there we go. All right. Well, we're going to move on and we're going to do one that maybe is a little different.
Minimal death in this one.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Still death.
Oh. A lot of death. the whole episode.
Spoke too soon. Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister she's not allowed to compare my daughter's death to her cat?
Oh.
I picked it because you're a cat guy.
Thank you.
I, female 38, lost my daughter, 15. Oh, this is sad, Matt. Oh, why did you pick this?
It's not funny.
Oh, my gosh. Just 2 weeks ago. She got leukemia four years ago, and it just ended up spreading throughout her body. She fought very hard for a long time. Cancer is such a bitch. I watch my poor baby suffer so much because of it. Anyway, since the loss of my daughter, a lot of people have been trying to comfort me, and I understand they're just trying their best, but it doesn't always help. My sister, who doesn't have kids, personal choice of hers, female 36, specifically has been the worst at trying to help me. A year ago, she had to put down her 16-year-old cat, whom I lost a pet before, so I know how difficult that can be, but it's different than losing my actual human daughter. She has said things like, I know how you feel about daughter's name, because of the loss of her cat. She was my child. I understand animals are like family, but my daughter and her cat aren't the same. I was trying to just ignore her and let her comfort me with how she felt. But today she came over and started talking about how she knows exactly how I feel because of her cat. I finally got upset and I said, no, you don't. Yes, pets can be a part of the family and mean a lot to you. I understand losing your cat was hard, but my daughter was my daughter. So until you experience this type of grief and have to see your daughter die slowly from a horrible disease, you aren't allowed to act like losing a cat is the same thing. My sister got mad and called me a heartless asshole. I talked to a few people and they agreed that I acted like an asshole. So am I an asshole?
Loves you.
This is unexpected. It really is.
It really is. Go away, Javi. You just got to push him away.
Okay.
For the record, everyone, I only read the title. It was highly upvoted as one of the recent searches that I did within 1 month, I think, is what I had it at. And I searched dead spouses, and this one came up. So I read the title. I knew you were a cat guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean for it to be so.
It's dark.
This is very sad. I'm just going to jump right in and not give you any opportunity because, like, she is not the asshole. She certainly had to put her sister in her place. And, losing a pet is never like a child, well, in my opinion.
Correct. Obviously. But I'll toss in into the wishing well of devil's advocacy here.
Okay, go ahead.
That she's doing everything she can to try to empathize with her sister. And the closest thing that she has, I mean, I had my cat for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And the day that we put him down was quite, I mean, it is up there in some of the worst days of my life.
Yes.
So, I mean, she probably shouldn't, you know, come waving flags saying that she knows exactly how you feel because no, you don't.
Yeah.
But again, she's doing everything she can to try to empathize, and she's relating her story of loss as best she can with her sister's story of loss.
You don't think that her intent was malicious? And
absolutely not.
Yeah. And I agree that it wasn't. But I could also see how that would be really insulting to a mother who just lost a child.
I agree. Again, like if when she said, I know exactly how you feel, mm-hmm. then you don't. But, you know, but she kind of knows, you know, like a sliver. She's experienced loss and she's trying to break bread
to be there for her.
Exactly.
Maybe the only way she knows how.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you come across that like just throughout life. Like there's, you know, like everybody has like that one friend, you know, where like their parents are still married after, you know, 50 years and they're happy and they've never had a relative die and they've never had this. So it's like you can't, you know, it's like, you can't relate to anything that I've gone through kind of thing. Like
they think they might know, but they don't really know that they don't know.
Correct. So, you know, the sister is throwing out what she can. Poor choice of words on her part, but I don't think that the cat sister was the asshole.
Is OP the asshole? Because it really caught me off guard when you said that multiple people called OP an asshole. And I don't know, you're grieving, you're going through things, you're trying to figure it out, and you have somebody that again, is I respect that opinion. She's trying to pull her own life experiences into it, and that's all you can do, really. Poor choice of words. Is OP the asshole? I don't know. You got to let's give her some grace here. She just lost a child.
I'm kind of thinking myself out of it, actually. Now that
dang it.
I don't know. When you have something like a kid like that, like it might just be better just to
not say anything.
Just say nothing at all. That might be.
I have nothing to say. I can't even begin to know how you feel. Let's just sit in silence, or I'm just here for you, whatever you need. I don't need to try to make you feel better, because honestly, I don't even know how she wrote this Reddit story. It's so fresh, right? So
you
just say nothing. I'm here for you, whatever you need. You want to talk about my dead cat? We can talk about my dead cat. But
okay, well, intentions. I think the intent, it was well intentioned what she tried.
Intent over impact, or intent versus impact, right?
And she definitely did not stick the landing in her attempt at empathy. But now is the OP the asshole? I mean, I'll say no right off the bat because she just lost a kid, and
you're allowed to have any sort of reaction or emotion you want. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, is that correct? It was within a couple of weeks after this.
I think so.
Yeah, it was like
2 weeks.
That is what she said.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
I mean, mm-hmm. So you know, if that lady wants to burn up her sister's car after that, then she probably could make a case for it. But I don't know.
I'm impressed that this mother is functioning enough to even consider the feelings of anyone else, her sister included. Like, I don't know. I sometimes have intrusive thoughts. And so I've thought about what would happen if I lost one of my children. And I literally don't know what the conclusion, like, I think that, I mean, it's just like one of those things that like make you shudder at night, because it's so unfathomable. And I think that would probably be the most shattering thing to have ever happened, like even beyond you. I'm sorry, but I will grieve your death way better. I think I'm just not coming back from that. I think I would be like wallowing in a hole of very sadness for all time, basically. Also, my heart goes out to any of our listeners who this has ever happened to.
Horrible. Yeah.
So I have no words. I have no words. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's your reaction is, hey, sister, yeah, I'm so sorry. I have no words.
Yeah.
This is the most terrible thing that can ever happen.
What do the people say?
People, let's see here. Well, this is an interesting approach for the first one, but dude, this happened to me too. My mom died and one of my friends was like, oh yeah, I remember watching my dog die. Like, WTF? I get humans like to try to connect, but what the actual fuck? Anywho, not the asshole. And this is coming from someone who did have a dog die 16 and a half years old and was very sad. I got her when I was 13. And so she went through a lot of life with me. She bit Joe. Mm-hmm. Whoops. She wasn't the kindest dog, but she loved me a lot and I loved her a lot. And that was also one of my very saddest. Like, sometimes I still think back on that and cry, but a lot of people talking about their animals who have died. One saying, I cried more at my dog's funeral than my grandma's. That little buddy was there more than anyone else. So a lot of people in the comments who are...
I was going to say, like, yeah, I can see that.
A lot of people in the comments are like a little bit pulling the, empathizing with both, empathizing with the sister and the OP.
I mean, I think that's probably the appropriate response. This, you know, I still stand by the sister tried in her way, and it just, you know, it didn't work. It was a bad plan, but the plan was there. That's a rough one.
It was not the way that I expected that story to go, honestly. But like I said, I still don't even know how she wrote that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is maybe like very going to be a sad episode, Matt.
Well,
it's okay. It might be okay to be sad. I don't know.
All right. Continue on.
Okay.
Let's do it. Your dog is by my feet.
He does that to whoever the guest is. He loves you.
It's unexpected.
It really is.
Being a nice foot warmer.
I'm still scarred from Lucy. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lucy. She died right over there.
Come on. Next story.
I had to try to lighten the mood somehow in a weirdly morbid way.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Would I be the asshole if I told my wife's dead husband's parents to stop coming to see our daughter? I've been married to my wife for about 2 years now, and we had our daughter a year ago. Now, my wife was married before. She got married pretty young, but her husband died. I knew all of this and have been just fine with it until now. See, she's still pretty close to her dead husband's parents, and they were excited for the birth of our child. FYI, they only had the one son, no other children at all. They have been coming over to our place about once a week. It was fine at first, but it's gotten kind of suffocating. They have visited us more time than either of her parents or my parents.
Oh, okay.
They have even stayed over at our house at times, something I wouldn't even like if they were my own parents. Another thing, they talk about their dead son a lot, which is usually fine, but they have made some comments that make me uncomfortable. They even said my daughter kind of looks like him, and his mom even said, "Oh, if she's this cute, imagine how cute your kids would have been, if only." Ooh. When talking to my wife, she was going to say more, but I think she realized what she was about to say and that I was right there. I want to be amicable, and I knew that there was going to be some moments like this, but it's starting to make me feel uncomfortable. Would I be the asshole?
I started out fine with things, and I'm like, oh, that's not bad. Like, they had a relationship, and yeah, things took a sour turn. I'm going to say that guy is not the asshole. Yeah, that's all. That's a lot of different levels there. The staying over is, I don't know, that's just odd.
Maybe they live out of town. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, and then, well, plus the frequency to say that they visited more than like their own parents.
Once a week. That's kind of a lot.
That's a lot.
That's kind of a lot.
And so right then I was kind of already on the outs of this. And then the comments would put me over the top, and I would say enough's enough. Especially like the whole freaking, you know, think about how cute your kids would have been. Like that's a,
oof, come on. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Come on.
That's a rough comment.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. I think her parents are trying to hold on. His parents are trying to hold on.
Yeah.
But I think they need to maybe do that on their own time, in their own house. Because, I thought I was fine when it was just visiting and whatever, but no, it crossed into an odd boundary.
So what do you think he should do?
I don't think that he's out of line to say that things need to at least cut back.
Okay, cut back. What about stop? Because he was like, I want them, you know, would I be the asshole if I told them to stop coming over?
I kind of see where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Especially with the comments made. And if, you know, and if the parents are just walking around constantly comparing and, you know, if that's what the visits are going to be, then no. I'm going to, my official stance is that he is not the asshole for recommending that the visits stop.
All right. I've thought about what would happen if you died and what my relationship would look like with your in-laws that are one house down and two houses down.
Do you have intrusive thoughts too?
Often. Oh, I'm a guy. All day long, it's intrusive thoughts.
So, well, I mean, but that's different.
It will be different because it is their legitimate grandchildren. Right,
but just proximity. Like, I mean, if they're a house down,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's one thing to just wander over and, you know, and open a beer. But I mean, from the sounds of it, these people are, you know, if they're staying over, yeah, there's probably mm-hmm. some transit involved. So,
yeah. I don't think he's wrong in this, saying, hey, the visits need to stop for maybe a period of time. Like, it's, again, we're talking about somebody who died. It wasn't a divorce. It wasn't, hey, we're stepping away, I'm cutting off ties. It was this person tragically died, or, you know, maybe not tragically, just died. It's tragic. It's tragic all around. But they've built a relationship, wife and dead husband's family, and it's hard to walk away. So if we didn't have kids, I would imagine I would still have some type of relationship with your family to a degree. Mm-hmm. I do think it's weird that, you know, this OP has a child with this lady, and it feels like the dead husband's parents are very active and very involved to an odd degree, to where I'll go back to our first story where I think you said it, like, why did you get remarried? Are you still grieving? Are you still holding on to that person? But is it a memory? Is it a memory that needs to, you know, like, go alongside you?
I also would add in here that the daughter-in-law and her new husband, like, they have a new child together. Mm-hmm. Like, they have, you know, under a 1-year-old. So
about a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that entire first year is madness. You know, like, you're getting into routines, you're, you know, you have all sorts of things happening. So I kind of actually would almost consider it almost rude that they're choosing to insert themselves into the first year of their newborn's life like they are, with the frequent visits. I mean, you don't have 1-year-olds, you know, they're older. I mean, would you guys like somebody coming to visit once a week?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Are they doing my dishes?
Maybe not.
So I'm going to take a little different approach. I think that there's clearly been some boundaries crossed. There's clearly been some comments that have been made that should not have been said, right? The late husband's mother should never have said, could you have imagined what your children would have looked like? And it does seem like she realized that she put her foot in her mouth, because they were like, oh, she stopped. And she probably was like, oh my God, that was so dumb. I shouldn't have said that. But she likely has thought of what her child's kids would have looked like with his wife probably multiple times. And so I do think that having more of a village is never a bad thing. It sounds like they want to be really involved. They want to love this child as long as everybody is on similar pages. And it seems like for the past year they had been, because they had allowed it for an entire year to have these visits, right? Like, it's not just like for a couple months and realize, well, oh, we don't want to do it. It's been ongoing for an entire year.
Well, who's allowed it? I mean, the guy.
Well, both of them, the husband and wife, I imagine, because it's been happening.
Well, I mean, he might just, that might be one of those things that he is just putting up with for the sake of his wife's happiness in the matter.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are times when that sort of thing gets to the end of its rope. And it sounds like this guy might be at the end of that rope, and where he's saying, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
If he's getting these little comments and these little, I mean, he might even be perceiving those as digs on him, that
yeah,
he might not be as good for this girl as their boy might have been. And he might just...
So maybe we need more information then. Yeah. Was the relationship good other than this one comment and overall? Maybe it's just the frequency though, is what is my point is, okay, it seems like you've established that you're not okay with once a week. Would once a month be okay?
Sure.
Would, right? Like, would once every other week be okay?
I think
to put the kibosh on it altogether and completely... it might not be the best thing, especially with, he hasn't given his wife's opinion in this article. I think that her opinion really needs to be involved too. Does she find their visits helpful? Because are they doing the dishes? Mm-hmm. Are they folding her laundry? Because yeah, the first year is hard, like so hard. And so if you're having people come over and support you, especially as a new mom, you know, that might not be the worst thing.
Sure.
But establishing those boundaries, I think, is really important. So maybe if it's just the comments, having a direct conversation, maybe your wife has a conversation with them being like, hey, we cannot make comments like that. It's really inappropriate and it's not okay. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but we, you know, that's, it's just not something that's cool. That's my thought.
I think it takes somebody, or it should be somebody who has a very strong, maybe it's self-confidence, and that's not the right word that I'm looking for, I don't think, but somebody who can walk into that situation, accept that situation, and say, I am going to have a very different relationship with these individuals because they're so involved with my soon-to-be spouse, now we have children in the mix. And I think you, to some degree, you knew they had this relationship before and it was a strong relationship. So to some degree, you are accepting that they are going to be a part of your life. And they are probably going to say some off-the-wall shit that they shouldn't say because they're also grieving. And to your point, they've expected that. But I think that person then also needs to be strong enough to say, hey guys, just want to let you know, I'm feeling really either overwhelmed or it's just been a lot lately. I'm really looking for some time to ourselves to regroup and connect. We got to cool it on some visits for a while. You know, some of the comments that you've made are really hurtful to me. And maybe it's even the wife that needs to step in, mm-hmm. But he should be able to say, hey, we've had this relationship now through me dating wife, marrying wife, year with a child. So we're in this for the long haul, but you have to understand how you saying these things affects me and makes me feel like, hey, I'm not good enough for your daughter or your past daughter-in-law, mm-hmm. whatever that is, right? That's my take.
Well, let's see what the people say. Okay. Top comment, not the asshole. They are clinging to you guys in the wake of losing their son, but there needs to be boundaries in place. It begins with a conversation with your wife and working in unison. What does she say? And OP did respond. He says, my wife thinks it's fine. She says she sees them the same as her own parents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the asshole. You are understandably uncomfortable with the situation. Your wife loves these people like her own parents, which often blinds us to boundary stomping. The late husband's parents are grieving and need more therapy to help them have a healthy relationship with your wife and child. Next time you bring it up to your wife, focus on how it makes you feel and how you think it can be detrimental to your child. It might help you to reframe the discussion to ask her to imagine how intrusive this would be if these were your in-laws. Because regardless of the relationship, they are intruding on your life, your home, and potentially your child's mental well-being. Every time your wife tells you it's okay, remind her that it's not okay with you. And don't stop reminding her until the two of you are able to come to an agreement that is workable for both of you. I say this from the point of view of having seen my late sister-in-law's mother lose her mind after my sister-in-law died. She tried to take custody of the kids away from my brother. Everything about her grieving process was incredibly toxic to those around her. You are much better off here than my brother was, but that doesn't mean you have to give up your peace of mind in your own home. You are the dad, and you get to have a say in how your kid is raised and treated and spoken to. Well, that person sounds
That's pretty spot on.
Yeah, they did good. Back to one of your points was she feels like dead husband's parents are like family. And guarantee OP knew about those feelings and about that prior to them getting married. Not saying the comments are right, but...
Yeah, but I mean, did they know... Did he know that... I mean, he knows that they're close, but then does he know that, like, they're going to be staying, like, once a week kind of thing?
Probably not.
You know, like if somebody says, like, I'm close to my parents, like, okay, what does that mean exactly then?
I think once it starts happening, even if it's your in-laws or your own parents and somebody is uncomfortable with it, doesn't matter who they are, you need to bring it up with your partner and be like, hey, this is too much for me. I cannot handle my in-laws over every single week. Like even considering they were her actual parents, I think that might be too much. Right. And so that's also okay and fair if that's making you uncomfortable. So I think talking it through together, though, first is the first step.
Sure. And I think that especially since there's a child in the equation, I think this is a slam dunk in favor of him.
I'll concur.
Nailed it. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Way to go, guys. Okay. Here is the story that inspired it all. All of this very sad, depressing topic. It's actually less depressing, more crazy. So here we go. Is this an article?
This is an article on BuzzFeed. We're all off right. of Reddit, y'all.
We're off of Reddit. Here we go. Please call this wedding off now. People are warning this man after his fiance requested to hold pictures of her late husband in their wedding photos. All right. This is a tricky one, but I really want to know what you think about this story of a man whose fiance made a seemingly odd request for their wedding ceremony. Here's the full story. My fiance and I have been together for about 3 years. We got engaged 6 months ago. We were doing some planning and she mentioned, where do you think late husband's name picture should go? I was confused and asked her to clarify. She said she wanted her late husband's picture at the wedding and she went into more detail at my request. She wants one of her bridesmaids to hold his picture during the ceremony, as well as having his picture on our table. And when taking pictures, she wants to hold him in most pictures. I told her that I didn't want that. And while I understand he's important to her, I'd feel uncomfortable with his pictures in our wedding, especially when they're so prominent. We got into a fight and she yelled, I can't believe you're jealous. He's fucking dead. What? Do you think I'm going to fuck him at our wedding? Oh, wow. I decided to postpone the wedding, and honestly, I'm thinking of calling it off altogether. What do you think? Would you be okay with that picture?
I mean, to the extent of what is happening as explained I would not be okay with that. I will say I have photographed many weddings, mm-hmm. and I've actually seen some similar things like that, where people have had, exactly that, like a photo of a previous spouse.
Okay.
I think they mentioned that, like on a table.
Yeah, you
know,
I've seen
I've seen, you know, a lot of them, you know, will set up like a table of personal photos, you know, and candid and stuff, and then they've had that on there.
People who can't be here with us today.
Correct. Right. But I mean, to have the bridesmaid holding a photo and for the wedding photos to have him being held, I am 110% on the side of the guy where that is absolutely inappropriate. And it really, really, and the way the story is told is that this never came up until the advanced stages of the wedding planning, when they're talking about where people are sitting and what, you know, an itinerary of the day of, and then in comes the hand grenade of the dead husband. And no, like, that's not.
Guess what, Joe? I completely agree with you.
Hey.
100%. Yes.
Wonderful.
Absolutely inappropriate. Like, I don't know how you'd have any other answer. Like, that is very much, oh, our dead husband is absolutely going to be like another being in our marriage. Like, here's the three of us.
But, I mean, I do wish that the story would have additional details. I mean, how did that not come up before that day? You know, that the...
You would think that it would have if she was like so much like, okay, he's going to be in this picture, in this picture, in this picture, in this picture, and he's going to walk down the aisle with my bridesmaid. And you would think.
It's bizarre.
It's a bizarre request.
This lady is off of her rocker.
Yeah, it's...
And he's right. Good on you for postponing it.
And
even better and then to call it off.
And then for her to get so just nasty about him having a problem with it, like...
There were some F-bombs that I was very uncomfortable saying.
You did good.
Thank you.
Proud
you
of you. Great.
Thank you.
But like, yeah, I mean, for her to get like that nasty about it, he's not out of line to have a problem with it or anything of the sort. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that.
It's not like the whole deal was she wanted to honor her late husband, right? Is that what was in the title? Or did I make that up?
You were making that up.
Okay.
Oh, I made that up.
People are just warning this man after his fiance requested to hold pictures of her late husband in their wedding photos.
I mean, I think that having a picture of him on like the personals table.
Sure.
I think that's nice.
Would be a dynamite method of honoring him.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything else that has been explained in this story
dishonoring.
Is above and beyond, and it's madness.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Perhaps even like, you know, in a speech mentioning him, as long as it was okay with her current husband, like said in a very tasteful, nice way.
Sure.
Right. So to the comment section, not the asshole. That is an extreme request. It is way overboard. She is not ready to marry you. Another said, please call this wedding off now. Your fiance is obviously not grieving her first husband and does not value your feelings. Her insensitivity is staggering. There are times and places to honor a lost loved one. Her wedding to another man is not one of them. So that's probably maybe where you're coming from.
Yep.
From a grief counselor. Ooh. They state, I'm a grief counselor, and this sort of behavior is one of the red flags we're trained to watch for. Your fiance is not far enough along in the process of her grief to be ready for another serious relationship. And since the two of you have been together for 3 years, she should be. Yeah. In my research.
Wouldn't this apply to the other story that we talked about as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About her, you know, double clicking to the
video. She should have been far enough along.
You know, to the videos of her ex and all the above that goes on with that. So, I mean, you want to talk about red flag? I mean, yeah, that's a red flag and a half.
Everybody's grief process takes, you know, different amounts of time. But on average, after the loss of a spouse, it takes 18 to 24 months to kind of be ready to date again. So typically, and so yes, if this is 3 years, that does not line up. She should be further along in that process.
That's really interesting.
If you are following the average curve. And again, some people never get over it. Some people, but then you probably shouldn't be getting remarried.
On the other hand, we have an acquaintance out in the world that started dating 2 months after their spouse passed away. And for me, everybody lives their own life. And I just thought, whoa, that seems a little fast. Have they taken that time to grieve, or are they going to end up in a situation, you know, like this or something?
Or you wonder if then they're repressing their grief, if it's been so short a period of time, or trying to work through it like with that other person, or trying to...
I think they're trying to seamlessly replace that person, honestly, is what you don't even want to give yourself the chance to be without that companionship. And you're just sliding into the next one.
Or maybe you're just lonely. I mean, we fortunately have never been there. Mm-hmm. Right. And so maybe especially if you've never been there, you've never had to experience that loss and that loneliness in the way that you did before. Maybe that's a very uncomfortable feeling. And I could see if there's so many people who are comforting you and oddly giving you that opportunity for you to like embrace, okay, I feel better when I am with someone and I'm not lonely. My wonder is a year down the line, however long, is that situation going to... Like, are you going to then grieve, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, is it going to come back and hit you?
One thing that I had read, and I don't remember where it was or if it was even reputable, but I had read that the timeline for like a full recovery from something like that is half the time that you were with that person. So if you were with somebody for 20 years, that it probably takes an estimated 10 years for you to be fully, you know, I guess free and clear of the over process and when you would be ready to be with somebody again. I don't know if that's legit or not, but I mean, it kind of holds up with smaller ones. Like if you were with somebody for
shorter periods,
3 years, you know, it would take, you know, maybe about a year to be by yourself and get right.
I got 11 years to grieve you if you were to die today.
There you go.
I'm taking 2 years. No, just kidding.
I hope so. Seems about right.
Just kidding. We've got a devil's advocate.
Oh.
Recognize that the late husband likely holds significant emotional weight for your fiance. It's important to validate her feelings and understand that including him in the wedding might be her way of honoring his memory. Yeah.
Nope.
Again, I think on a table.
The table. Great.
In different ways. It really should be, if you're getting married to someone, it should be about celebrating your relationship that you have together.
No kidding.
Moving forward and taking another step, a new step.
Yep.
No, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a dumb response.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
It is. It's silly.
Okay. We're going to do this one.
No. All right.
Am I the asshole for not having my wife buried next to her long-deceased husband as my stepson desired? My wife died 3 months ago, suddenly after 9 years of marriage. I was in charge of her funeral arrangements. We had one daughter together, female 8, and her 2 kids from her previous marriage, male 16 and female 14, that I adopted. I had discussed her burial spot with my stepchildren and told them I wanted her buried in my family plot where I intend to be buried one day. My stepson said she would have wanted to be buried next to his biological father and her previous husband who died 12 years prior. My stepdaughter said she didn't care either way. I didn't want to disagree with my stepson on something like this, so I looked into the cemetery where her previous husband was buried, but found out there's only one adjoining plot next to his grave and no plot adjoining that adjoining lot, meaning that I can't be buried there one day. I told this to my stepson that I can't bear to not one day be laid to rest beside her. I know she loved her previous husband dearly, but she loved me as well, and I've only ever loved her and only will ever love her. He didn't agree and said she had always hoped to be reunited with her previous husband. We were at complete loggerheads over this, but in the end, it was my call and I made it. He was so upset with me and still is. He earlier said he needed time to get past this and now says he needs me to apologize. My stepdaughter thinks we shouldn't be having this fight because it doesn't matter what happens to anybody's body once they die. I want to apologize to him, but I don't think I'll mean it. Even now, I think it would have pained my heart so much if I'd listened to him. Am I the asshole?
Okay. A few things. Number one, was that word in there, they were complete loggerheads?
Yes.
What the?
Yes.
What? Overseas? It's got to be an overseas term.
I don't know.
Maybe?
I'm kind of going to insert it into my vocabulary
I'm gonna
now.
I'm going to Google that. Mm-hmm. As soon as I leave.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet it's like some Brit slang or something. Mm-hmm. Second point, I've always actually kind of thought the idea of cemeteries in general are very, very weird to me. Mm-hmm. Don't really like. So how is the question phrased? The am I mm-hmm. the asshole? Just so I'm...
Am I the asshole for not having my wife buried next to her long deceased husband as my stepson desired?
Oh. I think yes.
Hmm.
I know personally for me, I would, if I were in that situation and I were the second husband after she had been previously married, especially with children mm-hmm. from her previous marriage, I think.
But they also have a daughter together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I would digress and I would. Agree with the family's wishes to have her put there.
Hmm.
I think so.
Interesting. What do you think?
Nope.
Well, you came in like real solid and real confident with that.
Nope. You know,
any meat behind that?
Yeah. All right. I don't know if I want to take it back because you made a good point. Like, her son is her family, but at the same rate, like,
it's just kind of a weird thing to put it this way, but like the first husband was there first
for how long?
20 years. So a long time.
He had died 12 years ago and they have a child. They have 2 children, ages 16 and 14. So you don't really know how long they'd been together.
I thought it specified how long they were married.
So I guess the way I was looking at it was, okay, you're now with your love of your life, your spouse, you've created a new life. You are moving forward. You're marching forward, right? The grieving process for that dead husband should have, it's gone. because she remarried. And here you are, you're living this whole new life with somebody that you think you're going to live with them forever, and you guys are going to get buried together at that point. And the husband is now grieving. I understand that the stepson is also grieving, but it's the new husband's time to grieve, and it's his way of dealing with that loss of, I'm going to bury my wife where we can be buried together. I'm grieving. I understand that you have children. There's other things playing a factor into this. Maybe, and it jumped into my brain. I was like, you know, to solve this, I think maybe cremation would be an option.
But some people
don't want to do that.
Some of the ashes over.
Oh, that would be the
dad's grave.
That would be ideal. But there's a lot of people that are vehemently against cremation.
I get it hard. So ultimately, I'm gonna say no. I don't think it is not the stepson's place. He's young. He is not an adult, right?
He's still 16.
16. Emotional, probably, right? His mother just died. His dad is dead. He's grieving. The husband is also grieving. It's a stupid, shitty situation to be in.
But it also sounds like there were some original plans that were made. I mean, they have a plot ready for her.
Well, there's one. Well, he called the cemetery. There is a plot available, right?
So her spot was already gone. And then the new husband was like, well, let me sidle up on the left to her.
Put her in the middle.
So you couldn't
do that.
So you have a grave Oreo.
I thought I followed this story so well. I didn't, apparently.
You know, so you have, yeah.
Did the wife already have that plot purchased?
I don't know that. They don't say that she had it purchased, but there was that adjoining plot available.
And then there wasn't another one, so that's why.
Well, it was available, new husband still has to go out and buy that plot for his wife. So was it really planned, or was it just well thought of when old husband died?
I'm talking about cremation, that is the way to go, I think, in almost every circumstance. Mm-hmm. I think that the presence of cemeteries in general, I think, are silly. Like,
I'm not disagreeing with you.
This is going to be a hot take. This is going to be a wild rant. Yeah. But I mean, you look at the land, you look at the resources that it's taking, and you know, I understand it's important for people to have somewhere that they can go and grieve and pay respects. My dad was cremated when he passed away, and his ashes were put in a very particular spot where my dad and uncle went fishing when they were children through teenagers in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there have been a number of times that myself and members of my family have gone there rather than to a cemetery. Honestly, to me, that makes more sense, because that is a spot that they enjoyed and loved, you know, rather than some random ass, you know, a few square feet of dirt in Nemadji Cemetery. Like, you know, that didn't mean anything. So I think the whole idea is silliness. So that's why I don't care that strongly. I would say, you know, if I were in that situation, I would, you know, my personal take, I'd be like, you know, whatever. To me, that doesn't mean very much. And I understand that there are people out there that are going to disagree with that.
Have very strong religious beliefs, surrounding that idea.
Correct. Yeah,
absolutely. I wish that they would have had the discussion themselves between the two of them through the 9 years that they were married together, to be like, hey, if we die, this is what I want to happen. Matt and I have had those conversations through the years. I think you know that I'd like to be cremated, although and not be buried in a cemetery, because I kind of agree. Like, I've thought about that use of space in the world, and I wonder, like, how are we not running out of space for that? But that's just me being very quizzical and thinking about that. Also, there's a book called Stiff I highly recommend. It's very interesting about what to what happens with dead bodies? Like, for example, if you're donated to science, you know, a lot of times people think that that means like you're just a cadaver, but sometimes you're used as a crash test dummy. Mm-hmm. So that's a very interesting thing. Although I'm sure that you can, your family probably can specify so forth. However, I would like part of my, if you're still alive, please.
Trust me, I'm dying way before you do. So
there's this thing where your ashes can be turned into a diamond. Yep. And I think that that is the coolest thing. And years ago when I was in college, that was the only way that they did that, where they took, you know, your ashes, carbon, right? Compressed it, turned you into a fancy, pretty little diamond. So you could have a little diamond sitting on a mantle or in a ring or jewelry or whatever. And I was like, that is so cool. I want to do that. Now they can do it with your hair, which, oh, I mean,
sure.
I personally think is less cool because you don't have to be dead in order to do that. But I don't know. I still would like to be turned into a diamond someday. You also can be super frozen and then planted with a tree, which I think is neat. I've you know, like that. You're super frozen and then they like vibrate you so that you just shatter.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
I told...
I bet that's expensive though. So if it's too expensive, don't do it. Except for the diamond. That does
sound
be a diamond.
That does sound very fancy and a lot of technology involved. So I actually told my wife like my final resting plans over text on a Saturday night.
Mm.
I was up.
That's cheery.
I know. Like, and it was just the best way to deliver it too. Like, so it was like 11 p.m. at night. She was already asleep. I was out taking photos up at Split Rock.
Did she reply, are you safe?
Right. She was already sound asleep.
Yeah.
So of course, you know, I said that I sent her a text. Like when I die, I'm like, I want to be cremated. Like, and I sent her a pinpoint of exactly where I want to be. And it was right where I was at. And that's where I'm like, this is a great, beautiful spot where I'm at right now. Okay. And of course the next morning it was an odd discussion because, you know, it's like exactly that. Like,
because she turned to you and she was like, are you safe? Yeah.
It's like,
this is random.
Can we go and look at it?
So she's like, she's like, well, this was cheery. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just
a little morbid.
It came to my mind. So
love it.
Fired it out there.
Yeah. And I think it's important to have those conversations, even if they're uncomfortable, so that your loved one, it's like, it's an act of love to express, okay, let me take this off of your shoulders. If the unthinkable were to ever happen, if I were to ever tragically die by X, Y, and Z, you don't have to make those decisions because here's what you can do. You can just do this and be done with it. And so you don't have to argue between my mom and my, I don't know, sister or whoever else has an opinion about what should be done with my body after I die.
With the age of the kids in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So.
8, 16, and 14.
Okay. So that makes me think that, I mean, and you are correct. People in a marriage, I mean, that's one of the things that you find out too late that that is things that you should cross off your to-do list early on in the game.
Yes.
But if they have like kids that are like 8 years old and whatever, it's very possible that that conversation, like it sounds like they might be younger.
Yeah.
In the scope of the earth.
Right.
You know, like this isn't like, you know,
this is a tragic death,
you know? Yeah. So this wasn't like a lady who was married for 50 years.
No.
And then her husband died when they were, you know, both retired. And then, you know, she met some dude at Canasta and they hit it off. And then, you know, they just.
Nope, not that story.
They double up their Social Security. You know, so it sounds, you know,
followed.
So, you know, it just sounds like they were some younger, younger adults. So it's very possible that that conversation just got away from them.
Right.
Quite simply.
Right. Before Matt and I have gone on vacations, we've even actually talked about, okay, in the event that our plane crashes, who do our kids go to? And
you want them?
Can I do it? Maybe in the list at least.
They're real cute.
You know,
they're real cute.
You know, like if the president dies, you have like the, you know,
the list of people.
Yeah. I want to at least make the org chart.
Oh, all right. Okay. Perfect.
You can make the org chart. Sweet. Not too many people have requested that. You're high on the list. All right.
Perfect.
But yes, and then like prior to us going to Hawaii, we even sent a personal message to both, I think, your sister and my sister, being like, just so you know, this is who gets the kids if we die. Cool, because we don't have a will. We should have a will. We should have a trust. All those things in place. But we figured, especially on short notice, without any much money, that we were just going to make little videos of ourselves and send it to loved ones being like, if we die, here's what happens.
Check out LegalZoom. It's amazing.
What's LegalZoom?
It is literally legal help for dummies. Like when you were trying to like...
Sign me up.
Yeah. Like if I've done a number of things through there and it walks you through things literally just like TurboTax does.
Oh,
when you're doing your taxes and it's like...
I'm stressed out even by TurboTax though. Well, so I don't know if I could handle
it. I mean,
it
literally like asks you a question and it has a like a yes or a no.
Does it have a further explanation though?
Of course.
I don't know. I second guess myself on all those things.
Yeah. But
Matt,
for items like that, like setting up a will or you know, whatever, I mean, it is solid gold.
We probably should check that out. Okay. Yeah. Matt, you have been very patient and I'm so sorry that we've been monopolizing this conversation.
This has been great.
Tell us what do you want done with your body when you die?
Oh, cremated.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to be turned into a diamond or super frozen and then vibrated?
Nope. No, that doesn't sound appealing to me. Okay. I don't want to be a tree. Nope. People that want part of my ashes, divvy them up and just go and take me to like a spot that you have a memory. If you get some of my ashes, not 50 below, that's the only rule. Don't put me there.
I'm guessing by that time that building will just fall down. So.
But yeah, take me to somewhere that you enjoyed hanging out with me or whatever and spread my ashes there. Yep. And that can be your spot. Mm. You want to think of me? Go there.
I think that's the way to go. I think it does. It solves all of the messiness of people arguing exactly that. Who's going to get buried next to who? And I mean, it does. It sounds odd to say that, but it gives you the opportunity to share, to share that person, you know, like you can. Yeah.
So, and you brought up an interesting point and I'll leave it at this. Husband OP here is still probably young enough where there's a good chance he is going to find another spouse someday. And
he says he won't.
Well,
but you never know
what the future holds.
You never know what the future holds.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it sounds like in the timeline that these collection of people are in their 40s, you know? So, I mean, yeah, he can, yeah.
Or just popped in my brain, intrusive thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. Exhume the dead husband and put him in a new cemetery.
That feels like sacrilege.
No, just dig him up. He's in a box. Just don't crack it.
That sounds like a logistics nightmare.
Yep.
I want to know. Can it be done?
I mean, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure it can.
I mean, his soul isn't there. It's just a
I feel like there's a lot of paperwork that would need to be involved in justifying that we got to get this guy out of here. I'm going to take his spot.
I meant move him to a different cemetery where you
we know what you meant.
Intrusive thought, people. Just like things rolling around up there. It just had to come out. Ignore me.
To the comments.
Anyways.
Info, why didn't you consider cremation and splitting the remains so you and your stepson both have your wishes granted? This is not OP who replied, but someone else said if they're practicing Catholics, the ashes must remain together.
Yep.
Oh, so that's the thing.
I didn't think Catholic you could even cremate. I don't know.
Didn't know that. Learning something.
Another person said, really? I'm a practicing Catholic and there are bits of my dad everywhere. Some of his ashes were given to family members. Some were made into jewelry. Yes. My mom remarried and her husband wants half of his ashes to go to his deceased first wife and half to remain with my mom. I have never heard that the ashes have to stay together. Interesting.
I feel like there are certain faiths that don't allow you to do that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Another thought, not the asshole. There's no right answer to this, but in the end, OP is the adult and it's up to him to make this kind of decision. Mm-hmm. FWIW.
I hope there's one that agrees with me.
What is FWIW?
For what it's worth.
Oh, for what it's worth. The stepdaughter seems the most reasonable, seems like the most reasonable one in the whole family.
Also, Loggerhead.
Oh, yeah.
It is a UK origin.
Nice.
And originated in the 16th century.
What does it mean?
Thick-headed.
Mm. Okay.
You're being stubborn.
Okay. They have the best slang.
They really do.
I'm so jealous.
Now, think about this one, you guys. This kid has lost both his bio parents. He will never get to see them again or have any control over anything in their relationship now that the burial is over. When OP is dead, most likely in 40 to 50 years, he won't give a shit where his body is, but the son has 70 to 80 years to be without both his bio moms. He should have let the son choose.
That's depressing. Why'd you got to bring that up?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
And another person also brings up your point. Also to say that he won't love again is ridiculous. He gets the opportunity to have another love. And if he says, well, I loved her first and she was my love, guess what? The wife's first love was the bio dad. So it's the same principle. What matters is where the wife wanted to be buried. So that's why you have to have the conversation. Yep. You got to talk about it, even if it weirds you out, makes you feel weird and creepy. Just knock on some wood, have the conversation. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. With college diplomas, they should give you like an adulthood checklist.
You know? Adulting is hard.
I agree.
Like you just, you know, random, like stuff like that. Like they don't really, you know, there's no preparation for that. Unless it is on the advice of other people who have gotten it wrong, you know, or, you know, that's the only way that, you know, like somebody else telling you, like, don't wait to do it because it happened to me, you know?
Right. Yes.
I think in business class, I think it was legal 101. We did have to make a living will for class. I think it's even registered somewhere potentially. So you should look into that.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting thought. Have you considered that she could be buried next to her first husband? And after your death, you could be cremated and the ashes buried in the same plot. That is what my husband's family did when his stepdad died, and there was no room for another grave in the family plot. Well, that's an idea. Compromise.
Win-win.
There you go.
I mean, interesting, but yeah, that's a lot to take in there too.
Yeah. Well,
oh, I do have some more information. This is the first reply that OP gave.
Ooh.
They had been married for 6 years and it ended when he died. So previous marriage was 6 years. He died.
Okay.
I'm sure there was some time, and then they were married, and they were married 9 years.
Okay. Still sticking by it.
All right. Yeah.
Still sticking
by
it.
Very good.
All right.
I mean, they could be married, you know.
Yeah.
They very well would have stayed married.
So. Again, he was stolen away.
Yep. Yep.
She should have written this down. Mm. I want the plot next to dead husband. I don't want to be married next to dead husband now. I don't know. It's such a tricky...
It's a tricky one. There's no right answer, really. Yeah, but it's tough. On that cheery note...
Right.
Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you.
Happy October.
Yes, happy October.
It's fall. Things are dying. We're talking about the leaves.
Okay. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It. You know, it's going
on. I got it.
We're getting into the Halloween spirit.
Yes, a little bit.
We'll get there.
So please let us know your thoughts. Three people who we have not been firsthand experiencers of this.
Our spouses haven't died. So, yep. Can only give some insight.
Yeah. So
Please follow, like, and subscribe. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.